Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well, taking a little bit of time for yourself. Today, we're going to be discussing maybe a little bit more of a lighthearted topic. You know, when we look at the news, it can be awfully depressing. When we see the stock market down or we see the volatility, we see maybe policy being passed that we don't necessarily agree with, or maybe it's just a little bit scary. It's a little bit uncertain for you. We all get it. But today I want to give you a little bit of hope. I want to challenge you to be the proverbial 13-year-old. Just recently, I had a situation where my 13-year-old, my youngest, wanted to go shopping. And he was wanting to get his sister a present. And so as a result, he's a very industrious little young man. And he's been working odd jobs. He's a good saver. He even does a little bit of his own investing because I guess he's a chip off from the old block. But the reality is, it was almost comical to see this kid scrape together his money. He was looking in shoeboxes. He was looking in his dresser drawer. He was looking in his pants pockets. He was even tipping over the couch to find every dime and nickel that he possibly could, so that he could get his sister the perfect birthday present. Now, that kind of got me to thinking, how many of us have money, and maybe it's even invested money, but we're not really paying attention to it. We're not really looking for it. Well, you may not really understand what that means right now, but as we get into this, it's something that I encourage you to stay to the very end, because I want to challenge you that you may very well indeed have money that you didn't really realize you had. You may not have been paying attention to certain accounts. And to me, that could be lost opportunity. Now, if you're brand new to the radio show or to the podcast or to the YouTube videos that we produce, I want to say just welcome to the program for the first time. Johnson Wealth and Income Management, in this show in particular, the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show, is designed to try to help bring common sense to investing. And not only that, but we also want to be really, in a very down-to-earth, very practical way, identifying how we can make our retirement safer, how we can make our retirement more successful. And to me, the most successful retirees, the retiree that has more income than what they need. And you know what? It is possible. There's so many people out there that think that they have to rely upon the stock market to have a good retirement. And they have to have, you know, tons and tons of money being pumped into 401ks and 403bs to be able to have a comfortable retirement. And there's no questioning that the more we put into saving for retirement, the more we get out of our retirement. More money is always a good thing. But so often, the financial services industry might do a good job of teaching you how to focus on growth and appreciation and getting accumulation, but the financial services industry really lacks, I believe, in teaching you how to turn it into income. And we're not talking about income through engineering it by selling assets to get the income, because that's not really income. That's just you selling one asset to get the income from it. But we're talking about real sustainable income. Maybe this is something that you've always dreamed of having. You know, your goal was not to retire until you hit $1 million because then you would feel comfortable. Okay. But why do people do that? Why do Americans do that? Well, I think oftentimes, if we think about the number one fear that American retirees have, it's not the fear of dying, right? We've covered this before. It's the fear of running out of money. And so as a result, we want to be thinking about, okay, how can I do two things? How can I keep my $1 million, which is important, right? That could be important from a legacy standpoint to a spouse. It could be important for a legacy standpoint to our children and to our grandchildren. But we can't overlook this idea that if you've worked hard to save $1 million, you kind of want to keep that $1 million in case you personally need it. Maybe someday you decide to buy a farm. Maybe someday you decide to build a new home. Maybe someday you decide to relocate to a different area of the country. And you want to know that that $1 million is going to be there for you. That's a good priority to have. But then let's not forget the income component. Most of us are afraid of losing the money that we've worked so hard to save because we think, well, if the market goes down, that $1 million could turn into 800. That million could turn into 500. And if I live a long time, well, guess what? I might run out of that million. So the bigger I can make that bucket, the less statistical probability I'm going to have of running out of money before I die. Well, I have to say, that's a lot of stress. That's a lot of anxiety. That's a lot of pressure that you are putting on yourself. So if you're new to this channel, welcome to this channel, because this is something where I want to be able to teach you that you may not have to live your retirement with that stress, that anxiety. Now, if you haven't done so, I encourage you go to our website, johnsonwim.com. There's just a plethora of good financial basic information on the website. I encourage you watch the videos, listen to the previous radio shows. And I also encourage you get a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement. It's available at all major book resellers. It's not out of sight for price. It's something that's very reasonable. And I encourage you to get it, read it, and then begin to ask yourself questions. Are you doing what you need to do today in order to be able to ensure maximum income for retirement? So let's go back to the scenario with my 13-year-old. This kid has always been the saver. And you know, as parents, we all kind of have that family dynamic, right? Where you've got some of the kids and they seem to be natural spenders, right? This is the kid that's got the little burned hole in their pocket. You know, they can't keep a nickel in their pocket before they have to spend it, right? And sometimes they grow out of it, right? That's always good if they do that. Sometimes they never seem to grow out of it and it gets worse, right? It exacerbates and gets even worse as they age. But then again, some of us might have that one child, or maybe even most of our children, where they seem to be pretty prudent. They seem to be kind of, you know, self-regulating, and they work hard to get what they have, and they want to invest it. They want to save it. They have a particular goal in mind. And so this would kind of define my youngest son. He's more practical. He's more of the bean counter. He's more of the number cruncher within the family. And he's always been very cognizant of money, and that's awesome. It's something that you can't always teach. It kind of seems to either be natural or not. But watching this kid scrape together and basically tear the house apart to try to find all the money that he's squirreled away in this box and that sock and this drawer and that cabinet over there, it was pretty comical. And yet he was doing it for a good reason. He wanted to buy his sister the best birthday present that he could afford. That's very touching. But now let's talk about you. As an advisor of over 2.5 decades, I cannot emphasize enough how many times we can become somewhat forgetful of the money that we have and where. Now, for some of you, you're shaking your head at the radio or the television screen or the computer screen, you're saying, well, that's not me. I know where every red cent is at. But I want to challenge that because I see too many people that actually don't know where all their money is. And more of a concern than even that is they don't know what their money is doing. So let's start out with just a bit of a short list. Number one, we've discussed pensions on this radio show before, and pensions are something that, yes, they are getting fewer and further between. We have fewer and fewer corporations that are offering pensions to their employees because, let's face it, pensions are extremely expensive. Pensions have long-term liabilities and obligation. And so that's the reason that less than 2% of Americans today think of that, have pensions. This is something that is extremely rare. However, you would be surprised the number of individuals that had a job 20 years ago that had a pension, and they forgot that that job had a pension. And you know what? Maybe that pension isn't very big. Maybe that pension wouldn't produce a whole heck of a lot. But you know, you retiring has zero bearing on that pension. And so it's important for you. It is important for your spouse that if potentially you might have had that job way back in the past, and somehow in the recesses of your mind, you realize, you know what? They did offer me a pension. I wonder whatever happened to that. Because, you know, I was never able to really claim on that pension until after I hit, you know, 50 or 55 or 60, something like that. That duration of time can cause you to forget the details. And so now you have to be Lieutenant Columbo. Now you have to look for the pension. Now you have to make phone calls. And you know what? I've been amazed at not just the tens of thousands of dollars, but the literal millions of dollars the clients have been able to find in pensions collectively as a whole. It surprises me. And these are pennies from heaven. These are things that you cannot diminish the benefit of them. And see, here's the beautiful part. Yeah, maybe that pension is pretty small and that pension wouldn't produce much in the way of an income. Maybe it's going to produce, you know, $112 a month. But oftentimes those older pensions that you might have access to also gives you a lump sum ability. And the lump sum ability is something that if you already have an IRA that is an individual traditional IRA, did you realize that you have the capability of rolling that pension more than likely into that IRA totally tax-free? And what does that allow you to do? It allows you to get all of that lump sum of money immediately. Now, granted, the moment that I think that you could have lump sum options, you may have a pension where you can't. And if you can't, well, that's okay. But oftentimes, these pension companies, if you only worked there a few years or you didn't have much of a pension and there's not much of a lump sum, they're not only going to likely tell you that you have to leave, they're going to encourage you to leave because they don't want to be messing around with a $38 per month payment. I know the state of Iowa does it. Many other states do it. And this is something that you cannot forget. You've got to look under every single couch cushion to be able to find these dollars. Now, when we come back, we're going to discuss the other more noticeable places that people forget money. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
This is the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
If you're age 64 to 73, there are critical updates for what you need to know about your retirement accounts. Consider this your personal invitation to join Matthew Johnson of Johnson Wealth and Income Management for a special educational event for retirees and people nearing retirement, How to Avoid the Largest IRS Tax Penalty. At this event, Matthew will cover key provisions in the Secure 2.0 Act, how to calculate your RMDs under these new rules, the impact of updating age requirements and timing for RMD withdrawals, plus changes to employer-sponsored retirement accounts, and whether Roth conversions are a smart choice under these latest regulations. Join Matthew and the team Thursday, April 10th and Tuesday, April 15th, 6 p.m. at North Iowa Area Community College. Seating is limited and may fill up fast. Reserve your seat today. Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit us online at johnsonwim.com.
Welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. If you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. I'm Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Today, we're discussing finding every nickel, just like my 13-year-old is tearing the house apart, his room and every other room, it seems like, in the house to try to find money so that he can purchase for his sister that he loves so much the perfect birthday present. Well, you and I have to be a little bit in that same industrious frame of mind. As we get closer to retirement or we get into retirement, it's easy. Time has gone by. We tend to forget where all we have money. And though you might think, you know what, I'm never going to be that guy, here's the thing. Most people tend to forget. So in the first half of the program, we discussed how many individuals worked for an employer in the past where they had access to a pension. And yeah, maybe you got the job and you only worked there for a few years and all of a sudden the employer decided to give up the pension. And so you've only got a very small amount in the pension. But guess what? That money has your name on it. And that money is rightfully yours. That's money that you need to go after, that you need to pick up the phone, dedicate an afternoon to trying to hunt that money down because it's rightfully yours. And once you find it, you can then make the decision. Do I turn the pension on? Do I take this pension money and roll it tax-free into an IRA? What's another area that I see people tend to forget about? Well, this one may or may not surprise you, and it's life insurance. You know, oftentimes we purchase life insurance, we purchase, you know, Globe Life and final expense policies, and we purchase life insurance maybe in small quantities because it was what we could afford. And we did it because we wanted to take care of our family. Maybe there was a financial obligation that we had, like a pension or something of that nature. And we wanted to be able to make certain that it was going to be a little easier on a spouse, let's say, in the event that we passed away. But the reality is that for some of us, we don't need the life insurance anymore. The life insurance simply was purchased for a reason, but now we no longer have that reason in our life. And yet when we look at some of those older policies, yes, if that policy is still in force, it's providing a death benefit. If we died today, our family would get it and it would be tax-free. But let's turn the attention back to you. What if you are in retirement or you're close to retirement? Let's say that your debts are paid off. You don't anticipate getting now re-indebted. And you really don't need the life insurance, but what you do need is you need income. Well, here's the thing. If you have cash value life insurance, this is something that you could potentially surrender. And yes, you would lose the life insurance. You know that that would be gone. But what you would get in return would be the cash value of the life insurance policies. And there's a very little known loophole within the IRS rules. Now, this is something that's very important for you to consider. Remember that life insurance cash value is likely to be comprised of two different kinds of dollars. It's going to be comprised of a tax-free dollar, and then it's going to be comprised of a taxable dollar. Now, the tax-free dollar really represents part of the premium that you had paid for years and years and years on that life insurance. And if you've got cash value that's built up in that little life insurance policy, well, guess what? Some of those dollars that you have paid over the course of owning that life insurance policy are going to be tax-free to you upon surrender. However, then there's going to be the taxable interest that that principal has earned, or there could be taxable dividends that you've accumulated. Now, of course, you could just cash the policy in, take the money, and run. You could invest that money for income, as I am a big proponent of. But guess what else you could do? If you've got a lot of taxable gain that has built up in that life insurance policy, you're convinced you don't need the death benefit anymore. Did you know that you could exercise something called a 1035 exchange rule? And that allows you to take the life insurance cash value and move and transfer and roll that money from that life insurance policy into an annuity. And you can do it totally tax-free. Now, what is the benefit of potentially doing that? Now, granted, if you cash out a life insurance policy, you're going to lose the death benefit. No matter if you cash it out or you transfer it, that death benefit is gone. However, if you roll that money into an annuity, what could that annuity do for you for income? Well, let's think about why we put money into annuities to begin with. Now, if you're not familiar with annuities, granted, realize that they come in every different shape and size and flavor imaginable. But most of the retirees today, if they decide to put money into an annuity, they're doing a fixed annuity. Fixed just simply means that it's principally safe. If the stock market loses 1,000 points in a day, like we just saw, well, guess what? That annuity money, all those cookies are still in your cookie jar. It's safe. And so the annuity contract is oftentimes a place that you put money because you want it to be safe. The second reason that people put money into an annuity is because they know that an annuity can produce for them a guaranteed lifetime income. I want to say that one more time, a guaranteed lifetime income. And today, if we think about interest rates, certainly interest rates are not what they were just, say, 6 to 10 months ago. They've come down just a little bit. But the reality is that many of the insurance companies that offer annuities to clients today still have better than average rates of return, better than average guaranteed interest rates. And if you need additional income in retirement and you're saying, you know what, I don't need the life insurance, it's not necessary anymore because my debts are all paid down. But you know what, Matthew, what I would like is I'd like to have an extra $500 every month in my bank account, coming for the rest of my life and coming for the rest of my spouse's life. Well, now you have an opportunity to take an asset that you may not have thought about and turn it into an income-producing asset that's going to last the rest of your life. And guess what? If you die and your spouse dies, well, annuities are still going to pay out the balance of whatever's left in that bucket to your children. So it's not as though they're not going to get anything. Now, if you live a long, long time, it's true that the insurance company might have paid you out everything that you ever invested plus interest, and therefore there's nothing left. But that doesn't happen very often. There's generally something left in the bucket for the family. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, JohnsonWIM.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. So go ahead, go to our website, JohnsonWIM.com, and you'll be able to see previous radio shows. You'll be able to see TV interviews as well as our weekly YouTube videos that I record each week. And you'll be able to reach out to us personally. Now, we've talked about old pensions. We've talked about life insurance policies. What else could there be that we're not paying attention to? Well, this is where we have to be thinking about all the various different accounts. And it could be small annuity accounts. It could be CDs. It could be money market funds. It could even be brokerage accounts. When you have an opportunity with today's interest rate environment to be able to produce for yourself 5, 6, even 7% in interest and dividends, for most retirees and up-and-coming retirees, that sounds pretty attractive. And you know what? It is attractive. It's attractive to think about that your principal could be relatively safe, and you could be producing the byproduct of income that you could spend without touching that principal. And though we know that it is likely in the future that the Federal Reserve is going to drop interest rates more, and we're going to continue to see CD rates decline, and we're going to see maybe annuity rates decline, and we're going to continue to see government treasuries decline, that doesn't mean that you cannot focus more of your attention on the output of income, doing it the right way. As I've mentioned so many times on this radio show and this program, individual investors, in my opinion, have gotten shortchanged. They've been taught so well. They've had it crammed down their throats about how to grow for growth's sake. But yet no one is teaching them how to create income the right way. And when you think about the world of growth, we have to also say, you know what? There's just about as many things in the fixed income world as there is in the growth world. The world is your oyster. If you're a super conservative type, well, there's super conservative income generating investments that exist in the world. Things that simply have no fee. They have no risk. You can put money in and know that you're going to get income guaranteed forever. But then there's other things out there that not only can they provide income for you, but they can also appreciate. And one of the things that I've taught on this radio show before, this program, is that when interest rates are relatively high, those fixed income type instruments, whether they be bonds or preferreds or business development companies, even dividend paying common stocks, those things are, generally speaking, on sale. And so if we use today's opportunity to focus and to concentrate our money on the output of income, if we really become serious about objectively focusing all of our money on the job of creating income, well, now all of a sudden, we can have more income. It's astounding when people come to retirement. It is nothing for an up-and-coming retiree to have anywhere from 4 to 8 various different accounts. And some of them know what that money is doing. Most of them don't. Some of them know what that money is capable of doing. Most do not. And so if you have been collecting these retirement savings accounts, maybe it's old 401ks, maybe it's 457 plans, 403bs, whatever you've got, when you get to retirement, you don't want to only get paid half of what you're worth. You want to get everything. You want to get paid maximum income. And this is the reason why we talk about consolidation, consolidating pre-tax money with pre-tax money, making certain that every red cent of pre-tax money is producing that 5% on average, net of fees. When we talk about Roth money, we want Roth money producing tax-free income for us for the rest of our lives. When we talk about post-tax money, we want to maximize the growth for our families, yes, but we also want to have the byproduct of income coming in every single year. Why? Because that's income we get to live on. That's income we get to enjoy. So as we close down today's program, I want to encourage you to be studious, to be absolutely thorough in identifying every place that you have put money, every place that you've squirreled it away, every contract that you have purchased, because every dime of resource, every nickel of money that you've saved is a nickel you have saved. And that's a nickel that should be producing for you an income stream in retirement so that you get the retirement of your dreams, one where you get more income than what you need. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. capitalizelife.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.